and gentlemen, and I had a headphone malfunction. I couldn't fix it in 1 minute, and the earpiece broke off. In fact, you know what? It'll take too long. I can just do it live on air under the pressure. I had about 30 seconds to do it, and I was unable, and if you guys can't, I can just fix it right now on air. Or they've got more headsets down the hall, and I can do that. Doing a live radio show for 4 hours a day is a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen, but sometimes interesting stuff happens and we're unable to go to the phone calls. We will take a lot of phone calls coming up in this hour, and there's an important piece of news that I have not gotten to yet. Stabenow, Dems may hold talk radio accountability hearings, and it's a clip with her on the radio host Bill Press, formerly of Crossfire. And in this piece I'm going to play a clip of, she just says, yeah, we want to bring back something like the Fairness Doctrine, another Orwellian term. You know, if they pull troops out of a place, they call it a build down. If they're increasing troops, they have a different term for it. They call the Patriot Act patriotic. There's just all sorts of little word manipulations that they engage in. So we're going to be playing that coming up just a little bit later in this radio transmission. And I guess up next is Patrick in Canada. Thanks for holding, Patrick. You're on the air.
How you doing, brother?
Good, sir. Thanks for holding.
Good. I just wanted to let you know of a story that I heard yesterday from one of my customers. Absolutely made my head shake. Him and his wife, they were leaving a couple weeks ago to go on a trip to the Caribbean, flying Air Canada, which is basically the largest airline in Canada. And upon getting to the booth where they basically checked their tickets, the ticket agent told him that due to his name, he was on a terror list and unable to board the plane. He's got one of those weird names where the first and last name are the same, i.e. William type of thing. And they said that that type of name is very common to use by terrorists. But what was even more puzzling was that the agent said to him, if you want to sign up for frequent flyer, we can remove your name from the list.
No. Let me explain this, and I'll hold you over if need be. There's over 1 million Americans on the no-fly list, 25,000 added a month plus. England's got 2 million. You're not going to be able to own a gun, anything. And they know with your driver's license number. They know who you are, where you live. They know you're not a terrorist. It's about getting us all used to, I've got to go away with you. I'm a terrorist. Oh, we've got to take you in. Your name's suspicious. You're on a list. It's not just going to be in the airports. The Pentagon admits it's going to be on the streets where the troops or the paramilitary police pull you over and they just grab whoever they want who's on the list. And it's, well, you're in the list. This shouldn't be a problem. And you're used to being in the list so many times when they finally take you, you don't fight back. This is very sadistic what they're doing. And I have heard reports they're doing it. Well, they call it trusted traveler. Well, just sign up with us and agree to go through more screening, and then you'll be all right. Is that what he said?
Well, that's it, but it's like they're rewarding terrorists now.
But it's not terrorism. It's a blacklist. If somebody was really a suspected terrorist, they should be arrested. It's total crap. They're the terrorists. They carried out the attack. What else did he say?
Well, basically, that was it. Him and his wife were harassed to the point where his wife was almost in tears. And they were in such disbelief that, you know, by subscribing to whatever options they were giving him, that they'd remove his name from the list. They basically had to cancel their tickets and go and sit and wait 5 or 6 hours for another airline to get their trip. So just complete manhandling of an individual for no real reason.
No, but that's what it's about, going through the checkpoints, being searched, your children being searched at school. It's about training you to have learned helplessness.
It's an absolute joke.
It's real, man. These people are building death camps. They're sick. I mean, how many people does Canadian airports do they beat to death? Anything else you want to add, sir?
No, that's it. I love the show, bro. Keep it going.
Thank you. Yeah, for folks that think we're making stuff up, stuff's so crazy, I can't even explain how bad it is and how out of control. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, John, Bradley, Leo, John, Jim, and others, your calls are coming up when we come in at the 24 after break. We're going right through your calls, and at the end of the show, I'm going to play this audio. There's a whole bunch of these, but they are coming after the First Amendment, because that's Al-Qaeda, too, with the fairness doctrine for the web, talk radio, you name it. They mean business. It's all part of the Violent Radicalization Act and a lot more. So you'll hear it from a U.S. senator coming up, but I've only had him on once about 3 or 4 months ago, and I wanted to get him back on because we had a lot of questions from listeners out there about how does a box the size of a water cooler without the water bottle on top produce 7.5 gallons of water a day in normal humidity? It produces water in the desert. How does that work? So we have the founder of Ecola Blue, the designer, and he is also Of course, the individual who we have on air with us, and so he's perfect to be able to discuss all these things, and he's Tyler Palmer. Tyler, I appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thank you, Alex, and I appreciate being able to come on again. It was a pleasure talking to you the last time, and again, it's wonderful to be able to explain the technology to all the people listening.
Okay, break down how an atmospheric water generator works, and then it also has filters in it after it grabs the water out of the air. And I know the media has said that carbon dioxide that makes up most of water and water vapor is toxic waste, but I mean, the clouds are the water, and there is water in the air. It's not with Al-Qaeda. I know they want to put a tax on it, but explain to us how you grab this Al-Qaeda out of the atmosphere so people can drink it.
Well, if anyone's ever sat and enjoyed a cold drink on a hot day, they've probably noticed that maybe their wives or girlfriends will say to use a coaster, you know, put the coaster below the drink. Or
you mean enjoying a cold glass of Al-Qaeda?
Right, a cold glass of Al-Qaeda, because the on the exterior of the glass, there's moisture that's condensing. And that moisture is the ambient moisture that's in all air. It doesn't matter if it's the desert or if it's in the northern polar regions, there's moisture in the air. And our machine condenses that water vapor and filters that condensate and makes it potable drinking water that you can have at your home and control. So that, you know, here in California, where I am, we now have mandatory rationing.
And toilet to tap. Most of your big facilities, they take the sewage and then supposedly clean it up with all sorts
right.
of nice chemicals that are worse than drinking the poop.
Right.
And then feed it back to you. But again, that's good water. Water out of the air is Al-Qaeda water.
Right.
And we know that they are trying to restrict and ban and tax people with their own wells now. I guess you could hide one of these Ecola Blues and land in the free home of the brave in your house, even if they outlawed it, get a little bit of the water out of the air. Oh, I mean, maybe.
Yes. No, we have plenty of people in apartments and in rural areas who use the machines, and they get all their drinking water needs met by this one little device that's about the size of a water cooler, like you said.
Except and if you plug it into a solar panel, you've got it right. I mean, you can be off the grid.
Right, you can be off the grid in all ways, you know, in terms of electricity if you have solar, and then now with water you can be off the grid. So you can be your own independent Al-Qaeda production unit.
Yeah, I know. This is kind of terroristic, having a garden, having a water purification
right.
out of the air, having your own power. You could do some crimes with power. You could electrocute somebody. You could,
yes.
I mean, just like they want to register guns for everybody's safety, because, you know, guns are what are evil. Well, electricity's
right.
evil. You could put wires in the wall and run outside with wires and shock somebody. So we got to ban electricity.
Right. Well, water will soon be evil, too, if it's not delivered by the municipality. So that they
what do you mean, soon? I mean, to be serious, there's ads everywhere demonizing bottled water, saying drink your tap, it's healthy. There's ads telling us the mercury-filled, literally mercury-filled high-fructose corn syrup is wonderful. There's
right.
ads telling, I mean, so, yeah, no, we need to get off the grid.
Yeah, and our technology and our company really wants to help people to be off the grid and be self-sufficient. And we see this in addition to having your own garden, your own firearms, and and your own energy source, your own water now. It completes the cycle. Of course, your storable food is important. But
even more evil.
Right. If you have water, you know, you can go on for an indefinite period.
We can't have that. I mean, you could commit a crime if you had enough water to drink.
Right.
You've got to only have the government give it to you. If you've been good, you'll be in a little pit cage.
Right.
If you've been good like a monkey, they'll feed you. I mean, let's get serious, though. It is important to get off the grid, but more importantly, this produces a lot of water. Even in the desert, a lot of water. You have bigger units for people that have larger needs, very affordable.
Right.
And the great part is it goes through all these other filtration systems inside.
Right. We have several different filtration systems. Chief amongst them is the activated carbon that is impregnated with silver. And as many people know, silver is a natural antimicrobial.
Wait a minute. Agent. Impregnated? There's too many people on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
That's another climate crime.
Well, it's a chemical term.
No, I understand, but it's
yeah,
a joke.
So we have the activated carbon filters, and then we also have UV lights in the system, 245 nanometer UV lights, which are, in a sense, it completely. If there's any bacteria in there, let's say its RNA is stopped from reproducing, and it just wipes out all the bacteria that could be in the water. Because
I don't know. You know, I think I'm going to drink big, healthy glasses of municipal tap water full of mercury, lead, arsenic, chlorine, sodium fluoride, and then all the dead bacteria just kills us.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you an extremist? I mean, toilet to tap in many major cities, drinking sewage water that's been burned with chemicals, that sounds delicious. I mean, sir, do you have some kind of authority problem? You know, they've got mental illness designations now
right.
for that, for people that think they need to be self-sufficient and people that don't trust the government or don't trust toilet water,
right.
sewage. You don't want reclaimed sewage?
Well, yeah, I mean, I may be anti-establishment and have trouble with authority, but I just don't like the taste of sewage. I mean, call me crazy, but...
You know what? I'm going to keep drinking sewage water. I don't think people should call and get a... No, getting serious. This is awesome, folks. This is an awesome... I've got one at my house. My friends have been getting. We've got one at the office here. You need to get an Ecola Blue. You won't believe how great these units are, and you've got them in a bunch of different colors. I've got a black one here at the office, a black one at home, and we've got another green one. And let's give people the website. It's EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com. What about a phone number?
The phone number is 800-691-6043, and we have a new call center. There's some folks there, Charmaine, Jim, Tim, Travis, and Roy. Who will take the your phone call, and then after hours we have our other number, the 866-585-4044 number. But if you want to speak to us in the office, that 800-691-6043 number is the way to do it.
And you've got brochures and material. You've got video. You got a bunch of other products too on the Ecola Blue website, ecolablue.com. And all silliness aside, this is a great unit. It's there's some other stuff out there, but this is the best one we found, especially for the price. Gorgeous unit, and it's high tech. I mean, everything's controlled there, and you've got hot water that comes out of it too. Tell folks about the control panel.
Right. It really is state of the art, and it comes in to follow up on the colors. We have gray, black, silver, black, red, green, and white, and a blue one. And the LCD screen, it has a little computer on it, and it monitors the temperature of the hot and cold water tank. There are two separate tanks on there. The hot water tank will heat the water up to 199 degrees Fahrenheit, and it'll heat it as little as 160 degrees Fahrenheit. And then the cold water side will chill it to 39 degrees Fahrenheit and all the way up to about 54 Fahrenheit. Now, you can toggle those and turn them off and have it just be the room temperature, but I think it's better tasting and more effective to have, hot water when you need it and cold water.
Yeah, well, all other water, even if we put it through a filter, which is still good, comes downstream through all the cities and towns, the runoff. When you're getting out of the air, it's about as clean as it gets, and then it goes through filters. You cannot beat this water. 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. After hours, call tonight, folks. Don't procrastinate. 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, or ecolablue.com.
That's correct. And also, I'd like to tell your listeners, and this is just for Alex Jones listeners, we're going to offer any color machine of the Ecolo Blue Model 28 for $1,250 with free shipping, and that's to all the way up until Valentine's Day.
So what is that, $300 off the price and then free shipping is like $100 value?
Yeah, exactly.
That's $400 off then.
Essentially, yes.
What it sounds like to me. 800-691-6043. And what about Alex Jones listeners going to callablue.com? They just tell them that when they go there?
Right. Just mention the show, and you'll get the discount.
All right. Well, sir, it has been super having you on, Mr. Palmer. Tyler Palmer has been our guest. Ecolablue.com, big fat banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to sincerely thank you for your great sponsorship and your great product. We'll have you back on to specifically get into all the technicals. We were just covering how evil it is to get clean water today. And I think folks really should give you a call. Take care.
Thank you, Alex. You have a good day.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
TheObamaDeception.net, the new website for the new film coming out March 15th. All right, right back to your calls and then to the attack on the First Amendment. It's really happening. They swore they wouldn't do it, but of course they're moving ahead with the legislation. They are a nasty group of little creatures. Let's talk to Aaron in California, then Peter, Bradley, Leo, Jim, and others. Aaron, you are on the air, sir.
How's it going, Alex? I love your show. I'm a paid member, and you're an inspiration to truth seekers everywhere.
Couldn't do it without the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Thank you.
And I just wanted to throw out a real quick YouTube plug. Two channels, not so much 524 and Here in the Light of Day. You know, we gather up videos and everything from all across the Internet and piece them all together for everybody to watch.
Excellent.
But what I really wanted to talk to you about was more local posse comitatus violations.
I'm sorry, you're out in California where the Marines run checkpoints with the police for DWIs. Go ahead.
Actually, I am in the Monterey Bay area, and what we have going on here is supposedly from what the police and the mainstream media tell us is that it's a gang war. Well, our mayor has been completely ineffectual in trying to combat this. He's tried to organize fasts and other real new age type stuff to help, you know, gather awareness in the community. But the only thing that's happened is just made crime worse around here.
Well, society's imploding, and as the economy goes to hell in a handbasket, it's only going to get worse. And they've made shoot 'em ups the culture. Keep talking about it. Go ahead and talk about posse comitatus. I'm finding a clip.
Okay.
They just did big urban warfare drills again with black helicopters. Mainstream news in Louisiana. Go ahead.
What's the kicker though is that now the mayor has gotten the Naval Post Graduate School in Monterey involved in searching for evidence and gathering new strategies to help combat this so-called gang war problem.
Well, that's what Governor Blagojevich said 3 or 4 months ago before he got all this trouble. He said, we're going to use the National Guard to help us get the guns off the streets. So again, who specifically in the military?
The Naval Post Graduate School.
Naval Post Graduate School. Yeah, well, I mean, this is the way to introduce it to the public. Through the threat integration centers, the FEMA centers, and this is announced, by the way, in the FEMA camp bill, they're going to have military, police, everybody together, quote, just helping. Well, we're just helping. The Army's just here at a car wreck. They say that. They help. You're against the Army helping at a car wreck? But again, it's to sell the idea and set the precedent.
Exactly. And, I mean, that's the thing that kills me the most about these, you know, the citizens around here in this town. Everybody just, you know, they're more sheep out there bleeding Obama.
Obama! Obama! But wait, he said the torture continues in secret arrest. No, liar! Ah. But wait, he's actually for the banker bailout. No! Bush did it! Well, yes, they both did it. They're both together. No! Well, he's actually beefing up troops in the Middle East. No! Well, he's appointing all these criminals from the banks who don't pay taxes. No! Bah, bah, bah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. That was actually great. Basically, what I'm trying to do now here in my community is really, raise the constitutional awareness of what's going on with these events. You know, this is a precursor to martial law.
Well, we're already under martial law. It's physical martial law on the ground, another degree in the Richter scale.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
In fact, speaking of the devil, Paul Watson, in an article based on mainstream reports, U.S. troops and black helicopters invade New Orleans, drop bombs. This has happened so many thousands of times around the country that now I don't even cover it. When I used to run around hiding in the bushes to videotape it, people would deny it was going on. Go to InfoWars, guys. It's the bottom story in News in Focus, the bottom story in Featured Stories, and I want to put that up on the screen. Anything else? So what's the public think about having the Navy there? You know, the Navy's creating its own private army now.
That's right. And, the Defense Language Institute and the Naval Postgraduate School, you know, they're one of the premier anti-terrorism facilities in the military today.
Well, the Monterey Bay facility trained the terrorist, and their own head of it came out and said that.
That's right, exactly.
Colonel Butler. But who cares about Colonel Butler when you can say Obama?
it's really funny too because I'm actually a former service member myself. I was in the Navy for a few years, and now that I'm out and I've been woken up and I see everything that's going on, I'm really glad that I'm not in the military anymore. It's just against everything I believe in what they're doing now. It's horrible.
Well, you know, they're running these TV ads where they equate the new military with George Washington. George Washington was fighting what our military's become.
Right.
And so it's not our military anymore. It's not our government anymore. And I'm just sad that good men and women are joining it because they're going to be used. Go ahead.
Just to kind of parallel what you said right there, our mayor now with this whole gang war and this, exponential increase in violence, he's equating it to a low-grade 9/11. And, that curdled my blood when I heard that.
Oh, everything's a 9/11. The financial collapse, they engineered to 9/11. And, yeah, the crime rate is going to explode. They're going to come with the gun control. Get ready. The bills are introduced. They're coming for your guns. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Oh, here I come now, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. You know, I feel good about my life. Whatever happens in all of this, whatever happens to all you great folks out there that hate tyranny and love liberty, at least we know we're fighting hard. At least we know we're right. The guys were just talking about Obama last night in a big rampaging, ranting speech. I saw part of it in and back and forth in the editing room as we're working on the Obama film. And he was just saying, what do you think a stimulus is? And everybody's like standing ovations and acting like he's getting all heated and angry. And I just love the American people so much. If we don't turn this around, it's going to be a catastrophe. And people are just like, oh, he cares so much because they're killing the economy. Not Obama, people that run things. Bush didn't run things. Get past the puppet. We've got a graphic in the film where it's Obama's face, and you zoom right into his eye, and you go behind that, and it's the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order. We've got another one where the curtains part, and they pull Bush aside and put Obama in, and behind the next curtain is the New World Order. So he's like, I care so much about you. I'm so mad at these bankers. And meanwhile, he's bankrolled by all of them, and he isn't putting salary caps on them, and it's all bull. Oh, man, it is just insane to see all of this going. Oh, I'm so concerned about you. Oh, I just care about you so much. Oh, I'm just going to... I mean, compare this great acting and this slickness, and he's smart and everything, compared to Bush, I mean, yes, but Bush was a puppet, too. And I know I keep saying that. I know you, the listeners, know that. What about the general public? How do we reach out to these people? Here's Paul Watson's story, then I'm going back to your calls. U.S. troops and black helicopters invade New Orleans, drop bombs. That's right. All the years this didn't exist. They do terror drills and not announce it to the media, then there'd be smoking buildings, and the media would say, did not happen, it's all lies, the public's insane. That was a psyop covered in my police state films. But now it just goes into all of it. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyways, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Let us go back to your phone calls because I want to get into the fairness doctrine. Peter in PA, you are on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. Started as a young buck on the shortwave. Just want to say thank you.
I salute you, Peter. What's up?
Thank you, sir. Well, a couple things I'd like to address real quick. I wonder if anybody notices that, I don't know if it's a civil war that's brewing or what. I mean, with the 8 states and Vermont looking to secede, I don't think anybody's even noticed the similarities between Barack Obama and Abe Lincoln, the Civil War.
No. He knows. Listen, they've got psych warfare war games. The Pentagon admits of how society will break down. The first place I read about the U.S. breaking up was 10 years ago in a Pentagon prospectus saying they believed it was going to happen, but they want to break us up so the globalists can take us over into the Union.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That was my next step. Let me tell you,
this is too important. Look, Kurt Nemo did an article on this yesterday. Okay? They know, after federalizing things and bankrupting the states by design, that things are going to fall apart. We're talking insane times we're going into, folks. Almost no way to avert it because they're honchoing it, making sure it's happening. Now, what you have to understand is that they understand the people are going to revolt at the state level and try to bring in liberty. They know the people are going to demand that Madoff and the rest of them actually be punished. And so that's what NORTHCOM does, is actually block the states. And then they're comparing Lincoln and everything that happened with what Obama's going to do. So when he says, I'm going to be like Lincoln, he means that he's going to have the feds occupy everything. But absolutely, it's all scripted. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, on that topic, just quickly, I want to touch on that. I have a good buddy. I'm going to call him the Rebazor. He was in the military. He is so fed up that he's ready to hit Montana with his guns. But, I mean, what I'm saying as far as that goes is people look at Lincoln like Lincoln was a good president. Okay? Habeas corpus, gone. Camps.
Let's explain what happened for those that don't know. And I've read the writings of Lincoln. I've studied it. Lincoln wasn't bad. The South wasn't bad. Now, let me explain what happened. This is mainline history, but it's not taught in school. But in real scholarly history books, it's admitted. Now, listen. The British had lost the war in the 1780s. Started in 1776. They came into their agent, Alexander Hamilton, who Mr. Burr then killed. They said, step outside. Back then, they said, step outside, punk. They went out and he killed him in a duel. And he wanted to make George Washington king. He wanted to set up a new banking elite, and they were making deals with the British on the side. They killed him. Then they tried with the British, by the turn of the century, 1800, to overthrow the U.S. There were rebellions. Armies marched on the Capitol. Okay? Then Andrew Jackson came up later. Love him or hate him, the point is, he routed the British banks out. The British banks, he gave speeches, the British banks went into South Carolina, Georgia, and they said, the North's got taxes on you, let's have a rebellion and split off, and Britain will let you have the entire South and then into the West. And so the South in the 1830s rebelled, and Andrew Jackson had to mass an army, and only because he was from the South, they stood down. And he said, I'm going to march down there and kick your butt. This is a British conspiracy. It was in the newspapers. So that stopped. Then the Civil War wasn't about ending slavery. It was about controlling Western expansion and taxation and representation of the Southern states. And so the British were in the South funding the rebellion. They brought in the cannons, the weapons, everything. Then when the war started, they massed troops in Canada, in Ottawa, and in Toronto, 20,000 of them, and put a fleet off New York threatening to invade. So then the British Tsar sent a fleet for the North to menace them. That's why later in 1917 the British overthrew their cousins, the Tsars. That was over that and other issues. But you're absolutely right that Lincoln wrote all these letters and all these things and said, I do not want to free one slave. It's not what this is about. This is, but he used, the only political support he had was the abolitionists, who said, we're going to support you, but then you've got to free the slaves. And then late in the war, to destabilize things in the South, he did do that. So regard, I mean, that's just the historical fact. But then people say, well, then aren't you for the South? No, Andrew Jackson wasn't for the South. He knew that it was a setup. So you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Certainly. One more thing I'd like to touch on. You know, the Telegraph, you know, with the PSYOPs / propaganda conditioning. I'd also like to touch on the fact everybody thought we were nuts when the plane cards came out, the NWO cards and the FEMA pamphlets with the World Trade Center in the crosshairs.
In there, the government flies jumbo jets, blows up the World Trade Center, stages everything they've been doing. And that guy was right here in Austin that made those cards.
I mean, that's I don't know who that guy was talking to or who he's with, but I mean, I don't know if you saw the writing on the wall, but I mean, it all ties in. The Illuminati, they put it out there right for the blind, right down to Walt Disney
in
the Narnia series. The A is the Masonic symbol.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Sometimes they plant these in pop culture. Other times, they pick up pop culture ideas and then stage it. The CIA and the Defense Department, the last time I saw it, the Defense Department alone was spending $48 million a year paying for scripts from the biggest script writing houses in Los Angeles and in Burbank and places of fictional terror attacks as scenarios. So there's a big psyop going on. You're absolutely right. Let's go to the next caller. Got to hurry now. That was a great caller, but I spent 7 minutes with him. Bradley in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bradley.
Hey, Alex, it's Brady, but thanks. Yesterday I had Jason Burmis on. And he was talking about that game Crackdown.
Mm-hmm.
And in that game, you're a super soldier for the state. Did you know at the end of that game, they actually, the guy that's like your controller actually says, do you know who set this all up? We did it. And it's like they're throwing it out there blatantly obvious, and most people just...
So at the end of the game, they admit that the government started the terror attacks as a pretext to attack the population, and on giant cartoons they're putting in one of the biggest newspapers in the world, the government stages terror attacks to put us all in FEMA camps and bring in the North American Union. You're telling me that game then that you've gone to the end of does like all the other games. There was another game, Deus Ex, where at the end of the game you learn the government was staging the terror attacks.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I guess
at the end, hold on. At the end, the commander calls you in and says, good job, we staged the terror attack?
Yeah, at the end of the game, you're actually playing the soldier, and you're fighting gangs and terrorists and taking out criminals. And at the end of the game, he goes, well, who funded these people? Well, guess who? It was us. It was us, the government, the guy that's running you.
It's, and then what
pretty incredible.
And then what else does he say? What else does he say?
That's all I remember. I played the game about a year ago. I know through the whole thing that you have unlimited funds, you get all these guns all the time, that all you want. You can jump on buildings and blow stuff up, and it's like they're just shoving it in your face, like, here you go, this is what we're doing. But
and these young children are identifying with their tribal warfare programming with walking up and assassinating citizens. Berman said you go around killing Americans, right?
Yeah, basically. Well, you're... Yeah, because it looks a lot like Seattle or Washington, D.C. And I guess one quick thing, and I'll get off because I know you're short on time. I was talking to somebody I know that's in the law enforcement division, and he said that they're trying to secretly or quietly push through gun confiscation, gun bans. My question is if they're trying to push it through Congress and they don't have any real power, why don't they just do it?
Well, they are. They have gun sweeps with the National Guard in Illinois and other places. They are tracking gun owners. They've introduced the bills without even, just with executive fiat, not even a bill. They're saying they can just say whoever they want can't own a gun. I mean, this is it, man. Look, the same banks that funded the Bolsheviks on record and the same banks that funded Hitler and Mao and it's now declassified. In fact, guys, bring it in here to me. I brought my book, Descent into Tyranny, in, and it's got papers shoved in with it. I think it's laying on the table over there, and it's David Rockefeller quotes. These are bibliographed, okay? These quotes I'm putting in the new film for Endgame, these are quotes I didn't use. These are quotes that we sent off for the newspapers, went to the library. These are real quotes. And in here, he talks about how he doesn't pay taxes. In here, they say the supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite with world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practice of past centuries. David Rockefeller and Bilderberg Group address. He's got other sickening quotes in here about all the things they're planning. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I agree with you. I'm glad that you woke me up and that Fox News report this morning that we're all we're crazy and we're idiotic and we have a mental disorder. I don't think that they understand what's coming out of their own mouths. So,
but thanks, well, I mean, absolutely. Thank you. They have different slices of the public. Totally dumbed down, can't even talk. Pretty much dumbed down. Know about cartoons and football. Somewhat informed that think they're geniuses, then kind of establishment wonks who think they know more, who are in the left-right paradigm, and then evil people who serve the New World Order that really know what's going on, and then the good people. And so they're servicing different propaganda. That's why they'll say on shows every day, there is no plan for a world government. If you say it, you're a child molester. There is no plan for a world government. If you say it, it's secret racism code. There is no plan for a world government or gun confiscation. If you say it, you're mentally ill, and they now have mentally ill psychological designations, hundreds of them. If you believe in a New World Order conspiracy theory, this is an FBI training manuals, you're a terrorist, you're mentally ill. While then, to a certain segment, the so-called intelligentsia in the Financial Times of London and the Wall Street Journal, they say world government was kept secret for your own good. It's here now. It's going to save you. This is word for word. It is dictatorial, but dictatorial is good. What did David Rockefeller say in that quote? You see? So, see, for the general public, kids sitting in public school right now, they're watching film clips and stuff saying New World Order doesn't exist. You're insane if you say it exists. But then their very textbook says it does exist and is good. That teaches the child doublethink, that it's real, but I'm crazy if I talk about it. This is psychological warfare, hardcore programming. Leo and Mash, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I'm a subscriber, and number one, KRS, that long interview, could you put that? Could you please put that out on YouTube? I mean, I want to put it out to my list, and I'm worried that when I send it out, they won't be able to access it.
Okay, let me explain something. We streamed a shorter KSR one interview, 20 minutes long, here last Friday, on the PrisonPlanet.tv live stream. It's got close to 100,000 views, last time I checked, just on one video channel. We did finally post in the super high quality for PrisonPlanet.tv members the longer KSR1, KRS1, always got to do that, interview today. So don't worry. The PrisonPlanet.tv members will rip it seven ways to Sunday and post it everywhere. Just being a member, you get first access, higher quality, and you support us. So it will be on YouTube. If it isn't already there, it'll be there soon. Yes, it's a longer interview right now for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Anything else?
Yeah. Could you get a translator and some closed captioning so that people can, who are in speak other languages, can go into that area? I mean, it might be a little expensive, but there are a lot of free translators, right? Anyway, the important thing is this. Yesterday, I noticed somebody was jamming the sound on your video show, and it was coming out. And so that's
how long did that go?
Oh, for about half an hour. I gave up. I just went on to the flash. The flash was clean. Audio. The flash audio was clean.
I doubt somebody was jamming. That's probably.
But
probably the people in.
I want to send you my thing. I can't find your address anywhere on the. What is wrong with your site? Why is it an abortion? Basically, your site is an abortion. I cannot find anything because you have all this stuff jammed in. I don't mind having the advertising, but the rest of the space, could you have like little blocks for little segments so that we can go to whatever segment of the site we want to
my
go to?
My site is an abortion. Well, that's a. Well, thank you.
I try to access your site, and I go berserk trying to find simple things.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Sir, you really should check the site every day because 40, 50, 60 things are posted. It goes into archives. We went Web 2.0. We're trying to upgrade it, make it work better. They're very popular sites. Infowars.com is, thousands of times in ranking bigger than RushLimbaugh.com. Look at it on Alexa.com or all those other stat systems. We're trying our best. I mean, I can barely make the money to get an extra IT guy and an extra somebody who's an expert on WordPress and Joomla and all these other systems we're using. But we're doing it. But then you don't want advertisements. Let me get this straight. You want me to get translators in here. maybe they'll work for free for a few days, but the people need to eat. And then I'm supposed to get translators in here and do it closed captioning when I don't have the money. So let me take this opportunity to tell you folks, not just that I carry great books and videos of the films I made at InfoWars.com on this online shopping cart, that's what funds this operation. So buy a bunch of books and videos. We're trying to expand. But, I mean, really, when I get told I need to do more, I got home at 1 o'clock last night from working, and then my wife got sick, and she's sick, and so I got the baby was waking up at, 5:30 in the morning. I was up with the baby, and then had to get people to come over so I could leave to come to work. So I've been, feeding babies and changing diapers, and then I get here, and I'm directing these possum bellies that work here. And, I'm not whining here, but, I am not Superman. I can't just, Shazam, closed captioning. Shazam, website has everything you want. Shazam. But then don't advertise, though. Do it without money, Alex.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Just so beach, listen to music like this, relaxing, deep sea fishing, hanging out with my family. But no, I will burn the midnight oil, and I will be told I'm doing a crappy job. Maybe so. But we're going to keep doing that job. We're the best at it there is. Doesn't say much, does it? I meant to spend more time on this. I will tomorrow, but let's get into it now. This is Mr. Press with his radio show in D.C. with a U.S. senator. saying, oh, yes, we want to hold talk radio accountable and we want to tell stations what they've got to air and what they've got to do. So here you go, the attack on the First Amendment. And this is all being spurred by the domestic act that they're trying to push, the Violent Radicalization Act, restricting internet, free speech, this show, and a lot more. Maybe if they take me off the air, it'll be a vacation. I don't know. Alex, you got to stop them from doing this. Okay, I'll try. What about you? Let's go ahead and go to some of this audio.
You certainly have been one of, if not the most supportive voices in the United States Senate for Progressive Talk Radio. So I know you must be dismayed to learn that here in Washington, D.C., as we've been talking about this hour, Obama 1260 is going away. They're changing the format. They're dumping Progressive Talk, which, as you know, Senator, they've done in market after market.
Did you hear that? A radio station named after Obama.
San Diego, Sacramento, you know, Miami this last week.
Because you suck. That's why.
What can we do about that? And aren't owners of radio stations
you're
required
sniveling
to
idiot.
Provide some balance of voices?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is such a disservice to the public. And I continue to think that we need to be seeing a couple things happen. Just continuing to support great radio hosts like yourself and promoting more programs that are coming into the marketplace. But we're going to have some accountability. You know, we had something called the Fairness Doctrine back until the 80s when it was removed, where you had
right.
to have balance.
Yeah.
And I think something that requires that in a market with owners that have multiple stations, that they have got to have balance. There has to be some community interest balance, you know, standard that says both sides have to be heard. And I think that, you know, I see this myself as a member of the Senate when you see.
Okay, and it goes on and on how they want to do this, and they're talking about introducing bills or having the FCC through fiat do it, just order it. They did this before until the late 80s. You couldn't have any political opinion. It was just all repeat government propaganda. And then it became neocon fake information, but so what? You can't stop free speech and you can't shut it down. And they want to make people put Bill Press on with that buzzing audio. I mean, they want to make you listen to this, and they keep talking about both sides as if it's Republican and Democrat. No, it's Republican and Democrat together here, and then we the people are right here. And this whole attack, the FCC is talking about regulating the internet and websites and news sites. And the government's talked about making all sites be handicapped accessible. Little sites and people can't pay for that and can't do it. That'll bring it down to a handful. They are trying to shut down free speech on the internet, too, and taxing and regulating and no more peer-to-peer or no more net neutrality. They're attacking free speech. So in the time we've got, let's continue to fight for free speech and expand our platform as much as possible. We had Bob Chapman on. We had Steve Watson on. I covered a lot of key news in the first hour dealing with the eight states saying, we know your New World Order. We know you're building FEMA camps. This is in bills. And we're not going along with this, so that is very exciting, and a story that Kurt Nemo wrote that links to all the mainstream documents and information on that. So we'll be back tomorrow, well, back Sunday, actually, 4 to 6 p.m. on the radio, but retransmission starts now at Infowars.com on the streams. We'll be back in 70 seconds, so stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.